The content of your character is your choice. Day by day, what you choose, what you think, and what you do is who you become. Character is destiny. To live a good life, we have the potential for it. If we can learn to be indifferent to what makes no difference. Here is the rule to remember in the future. When anything tempts you to be bitter, not this is a misfortune, but to bear this worthily is good fortune. Never let the future disturb you. You will meet it, if you have to, with the same weapons of reason, which today arm you against the present. The object of life is not to be on the side of the majority, but to escape finding oneself in the ranks of the insane. Everything we hear is an opinion, not a fact. Everything we see is a perspective, not the truth. Perfection of character is this: to live each day as if it were your last, without frenzy, without apathy, without pretense. Dwell on the beauty of life. Watch the stars and see yourself running with them. Life is very short and anxious for those who forget the past, neglect the present, and fear the future. We are more often frightened than hurt, and we suffer more from imagination than from reality. True happiness is to enjoy the present without anxious dependence upon the future. It is not that we have a short time to live, but that we waste a lot of it. If you really want to escape the things that harass you, what you're needing is not to be in a different place, but to be a different person. It is not because things are difficult that we do not dare. It is because we do not dare that they are difficult. The greatest obstacle to living is expectancy, which hangs upon tomorrow and loses today. You are arranging what lies in fortune's control and abandoning what lies in yours. What are you looking at? To what goal are you straining? The whole future lies in uncertainty. Live immediately. It is not what happens to you, but how you react to it, that matters. Progress is not achieved by luck or accident, but by working on yourself daily. Give yourself fully to your endeavors. Decide to construct your character through excellent actions, and determine to pay the price of a worthy goal. The trials you encounter will introduce you to your strengths. The greater the difficulty, the more glory in surmounting it. skillful pilots gain their reputation from storms and tempests. If virtue promises happiness, prosperity and peace, then progress in virtue is progress in each of these. For to whatever point the perfection of anything brings us, progress is always an approach toward it. You cannot choose the era, nationality, family, and body into which you are born. But to act well in your given role, this is your sphere of power. There is only one way to happiness, and that is to cease worrying about things which are beyond the power of our will. Do not wish that all things will go well with you, but that you will go well with all things. Each time an obstacle arises, remind yourself of this truth. While it may hinder some part of you, it cannot constrain your true self. No one is free who has not obtained the empire of himself. No man is free who cannot command himself. Most men and women, by birth or nature, lack the means to advance in wealth or power, but all have the ability to advance in knowledge. He has the most who is content with the least. By desiring little, a poor man makes himself rich. The goal of life is living in agreement with nature. The reason why we have two ears and only one mouth is that we may listen the more and talk the less. Be moderate in order to taste the joys of life in abundance. You don't develop courage by being happy in your relationships every day. You develop it by surviving difficult times and challenging adversity. For times when you feel pain, see that it doesn't disgrace you or degrade your intelligence. Don't keep it from acting rationally or unselfishly. And in most cases, what Epicurus said should help. That pain is neither unbearable nor unending, as long as you keep in mind its limits and don't magnify them in your imagination. If you are distressed by anything external, the pain is not due to the thing itself, but to your estimate of it. And this you have the power to revoke at any moment. People look for retreats for themselves in the country, by the coast, or in the hills. There is nowhere that a person can find a more peaceful and trouble-free retreat than in his own mind. So, constantly give yourself this retreat and renew yourself. Look within. Within is the fountain of good, and it will ever bubble up. If thou Wilt ever, Dick. Very little is needed to make a happy life. It is all within yourself, in your way of thinking. Do not indulge in dreams of having what you have not, but reckon up the chief of the blessings you do possess. And then, thankfully, remember how you would crave for them if they were not yours. You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength. Do not act as if you were going to live 10,000 years. Death hangs over you while you live, while it is in your power. Be good. Withdraw into yourself as far as you can. Associate with those who will make a better man of you. Welcome those whom you yourself can improve. The process is mutual, for men learn while they teach. Wisdom allows nothing to be good that will not be so forever. No man to be happy, but he that needs no other happiness than what he has within himself. No man to be great or powerful that is no master of himself. Luck is a matter of preparation, meeting, opportunity. Difficulties strengthen the mind, as labor does the body. What is harder than rock? What is softer than water? Yet, hard rocks are hollowed out by soft water. Don't explain your philosophy. Embody it. To accuse others for one's own misfortunes is a sign of want of education. To accuse oneself shows that one's education has begun. To accuse neither oneself nor others shows that one's education is complete. If you meet temptation, use self-control. If you meet pain, use fortitude. If you meet revulsion, use patience. When you feel burning desire for something that appears pleasureful, you are like a person under a spell. Instead of acting on impulse, take a step back. Wait till the enchantment fades, and you can see things as they are. If you wish to be free, do not desire anything that depends on another, lest you make them your master. The secret of happiness, you see, is not found in seeking more, but in developing the capacity to enjoy less. I cannot teach anybody anything. I can only make them think. Strong minds discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events. Weak minds discuss people. True wisdom comes to each of us when we realize how little we understand about life ourselves, and the world around us. Sometimes, you put walls up, not to keep people out, but to see who cares enough to break them down. We can easily forgive a child who is afraid of the dark. The real tragedy of life is when men are afraid of the light. No matter how hard you fight the darkness, every light casts a shadow. And the closer you get to the light, the darker that shadow becomes. For a man to conquer himself is the first and noblest of all victories. The measure of a man is what he does with power. Wise men speak because they have something to say. Fools, because they have to say something. Dignity does not consist in possessing honors, but in the consciousness that we deserve them. Excellence is never an accident. It is always the result of high intention, sincere effort, and intelligent execution. It represents the wise choice of many alternatives. Choice, not chance, determines your destiny. For the things we have to learn before we can do them, we learn by doing them. I count him braver who overcomes his desires than him who conquers his enemies. For the hardest victory is over self. Knowing yourself is the beginning of all wisdom. The most useful piece of learning for the uses of life is to unlearn what is untrue. He is the best man who, when making his plans, fears and reflects on everything that can happen to him, but in the moment of action, is bold. Force has no place where there is need of skill. What you leave behind is not what is engraved in stone monuments, but what is woven into the lives of others. Freedom is the sure possession of those alone who have the courage to defend it. The secret to happiness is freedom. And the secret to freedom is courage. The best way to keep good acts in memory is to refresh them with new. The mind is not a vessel to be filled, but a fire to be kindled. Happiness resides not in possessions, and not in gold. Happiness dwells in the soul. Everywhere, man blames nature and fate. Yet his fate is mostly but the echo of his character and passion, his mistakes and his weaknesses. No man ever steps in the same river twice. for it's not the same river, and he's not the same man. I was once a fortunate man, but at some point fortune abandoned me. But true good fortune is what you make for yourself. Good fortune is good character, good intentions, and good actions. In your actions, don't procrastinate. In your conversations, don't confuse. In your thoughts, don't wander. In your soul, don't be passive or aggressive. In your life, don't be all about business. It is not death that a man should fear, but he should fear never beginning to live. The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts. Therefore, guard accordingly. And take care that you entertain no notions unsuitable to virtue and reasonable nature. Forward, as occasion offers. Never look round to see whether any shall note it. Be satisfied with success in even the smallest matter, and think that even such a result is no trifle. As is a tale, so is life. Not how long it is, but how good it is what matters. The great blessing of mankind are within us, and within our reach. But we shut our eyes, and like people in the dark, we fall foul upon the very thing we search for, without finding it. It is not the man who has too little, but the man who craves more, that is poor. Until we have begun to go without them, we fail to realize how unnecessary many things are. We've been using them, not because we needed them, but because we had them. As far as I am concerned, I know that I have lost not wealth, but distractions. The body's needs are few. It wants to be free from cold, to banish hunger and thirst with nourishment. If we long for anything more, we are exerting ourselves to serve our vices, not our needs. Other people's views and troubles can be contagious. Don't sabotage yourself by unwittingly adopting negative, unproductive attitudes through your associations with others. Neither should a ship rely on one small anchor, nor should life rest on a single hope. People are not disturbed by things themselves, but by the views they take off those things. If anyone tells you that a certain person speaks ill of you, do not make excuses about what is said of you, but answer, "He was ignorant of my other faults, else he would not have mentioned these alone." Whenever you are about to find fault with someone, ask yourself the following question: what fault of mine most nearly resembles the one I am about to criticize. If someone is able to show me that what I think or do is not right, I will happily change, for I seek the truth, by which no one was ever truly harmed. It is the person who continues in his self-deception and ignorance who is harmed. You always own the option of having no opinion. There is never any need to get worked up or to trouble your soul about things you can't control. These things are not asking to be judged by you. Leave them alone. I have often wondered how it is that every man loves himself more than all the rest of men, but yet sets less value on his own opinions of himself than on the opinions of others. Be content with what you are, and wish not change, nor dread your last day, nor long for it. Confine yourself to the present. When you are disturbed by events and lose your serenity, quickly return to yourself, and don't stay upset longer than the experience lasts. For you will have more mastery over your inner harmony by continually returning to it. Natural ability, without education, has more often raised a man to glory and virtue than education without natural ability. No one can lose either the past or the future. How could anyone be deprived of what he does not possess? It is only the present moment of which either stands to be deprived. And if this is all he has, he cannot lose what he does not have. Be like the cliff, against which the waves continually break, but it stands firm and tames the fury of the water around it.